your thoughts about the 2014 Farm Bill, and of course it was a little late, but what did you think about the outcome?
The final Farm Bill that was passed, I think, was very positive in that we focused on risk management, and really that's where we needed to go. Producers themselves were willing to give up the direct payments, and that was a big sacrifice. And I think, you know, with the higher prices at that time, they were willing to do it. Going forward, I think it's going to be a real challenge to get another Farm Bill. We saw the divide that happened last time between the nutrition programs, which are over 80% of the cost of a Farm Bill, and the ag policy portion. That's, I think, is going to continue. And you've got a lot of people on the Ag Committee, certainly in the House, that are more concerned about nutrition programs, either supporting them or people who want to reduce them with different eligibility. And that's more important than farm policy is. So I think it's going to be a real challenge going forward.
Well, right. We've already seen attacks on the Farm Bill with the new budget. Talking about risk management, crop insurance is in the crosshairs. This is something that's regularly done. Do you think they're going to be successful in cutting the funding for it this year?
Well, there's the sequester. There's budget pressure that people want to get a handle on the national debt and annual deficits. So it's natural. And the thing that's different today, and I think after reapportionment this last time, Iowa's a case example, going from 5 seats to 4 seats, and actually only 2 districts really you call ag districts anymore. Mm-hmm. The other ones, and we only have actually one person representing us in the House that has an ag background. And it's a whole different dynamic, that more people are concerned about the deficit, about national debt, than they are about, they are able to ignore agriculture.
2 issues that are really important right now as far as agriculture is concerned are directly related to the Environmental Protection Agency. One is the waters of the United States, and one is the lack of RFS getting a final rule on the volume requirements for RFS. Your comments on those?
Well, the RFS is extraordinarily important in a state like Iowa, where you've got a huge ethanol industry biodiesel industry that's growing for the future. There's a huge push against them in Congress by a lot of the colleagues that maybe you would think would be supportive. And so it's very difficult, I think, to see that having a successful outcome. I don't see it expanding. And it's going to be difficult, I think, to maintain what we have, because there's a big push to eliminate it entirely. Everything else is budget related. Is going to be happening going forward? And again, I think just the difference in clout that we have in production agriculture in Washington is going to make a big difference.
Waters of the U.S. though.
Well, I think if the case were made, it's not just a matter of agriculture. Certainly it's going to have huge ramifications in agriculture when they want to regulate every puddle, every driveway, and especially implications for the smaller livestock producer who cannot afford to comply with the kind of new regulations that they would like to put forward. It's going to cause greater consolidation of the bigger operations that can actually afford to put in the kind of lagoons and water treatment that is needed. And so I would love to be able to say we can rein in EPA, but without a functioning budget process, without a functioning appropriation process, I don't see that happening where you could put limitations on their activities. Going to be very difficult going forward. I'm very fearful of the effects.
With the Republican control of Congress right now this year, do you think we're going to see any movement in Congress? Is Congress going to get anything done now?
I think it's going to be very difficult. Mm-hmm. And I think there's high expectations with Republicans coming out of the last election. We're able to take control of the United States Senate. The problem being that if they have 54 votes and it takes 60 to do anything over there. So the expectations, I think, in reality are going to have to change, and we can with an administration that believes in more regulations, with more control over the whole society, I think it's going to be a real difficult situation going forward.
Thank you very much, sir. Here at the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum with former Congressman Tom Latham, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.